Hey guys, what's going on, man? This is Alfredo here with another Junk Talk Show. Yes, right. This is one's for all my junkies. I hope you guys are all ready. Sorry it's been a while since I've been on, guys. Just been, you know, busy with my own life and stuff and, you know, trying to make time for my hobbies and things like that. It's kind of hard, especially at these times, you know, with the pandemic going on still and closures still being around and, you know, businesses that have capacity and all that. So it's been kind of hard for your boy, but hey, man, I'm back here with an exciting episode for you guys. I'm really excited about this episode. This one's for all my junkies out there that are sport fanatics, guys. I am a huge sports fanatics from football, basketball. I watch a little bit of baseball here and there. I'm more of a go to the game kind of guy for baseball, more exciting for the environment. Watch a little bit of hockey. I'm still a hockey fan. Always have been. Don't really have a team per se. Just a spectator for hockey. I'm more of it because of the full contact and things like that. I love my contact sports, especially, you know, mixed martial arts. I've been watching the UFC lately. I don't know if you guys have been watching the UFC lately. But let's get started, guys. Let's jump right into it. That's right, man. I hope you guys are ready because it's time for that junk talk. That's right, guys. We're getting warmed up here on the show. One thing I want to talk to you guys about the NBA coming back tonight. Yes, today is July 30th, 2020. And the games will be on today. I haven't seen any cancellations. I've checked the local listings on TV. They're still showing the games. TNT. So if you guys have Comcast, Direct, any cable provider, check out TNT tonight. It said the first game was at 4 o'clock p.m. and the second game was at 7. I don't remember if that was Eastern or Pacific time. So check your local listings for that, guys, to see what time the games are coming on in your area. I'm real excited about one game, Clippers in L.A. That's a big, big game, being that, you know, LA was one of the top teams before the pandemic happened. They were actually top team in the West. Same thing for the Bucks, were the top team in the East. So it looked like those two teams definitely secured a spot in the playoffs. The other game on tonight is Jazz Pelicans. And sorry, but let me correct what I said. Today it says the game's at 4:30 p.m. and the Lakers at 7 p.m. So I'm pretty sure that's Eastern, and so it'll be on later in your areas. So be sure to check your local listings on that, guys. But, yeah, I'm definitely excited about that L.A. game. Always, always exciting being a Californian myself from Sacramento, California. Being a Lakers and Kings fan, it was always awesome watching those matchups, especially in the 90s, guys, when they had, you know, with Jason Kidd on the Kings, Weber, Devox, Sojakovic, though, and, you know, later on with Mike Bibby, you know, the Lakers had Kobe, Shaq, Fish, Fox, Robert Horry within those times. Not going to get really into a history class with those, but those were always exciting games for me to watch back in the days, where especially the California matchups, you know, Lakers going against Golden State, the Clippers, the Kings. I mean, the Kings and Lakers, those were really, really intense games back in the day, man. I mean, you can hear that whole Arkell Stadium cowbell ringing. Really, really used to annoy the away fans, man. But that was our tradition, man, to show up at a game and make sure you had your cowbell and start ringing that sucker, man, and light up that stadium. I guess that's one thing that I'm going to miss with things being isolated right now, especially with the sports. I mean, I was talking with my nephew the other day. I guess with the sports being isolated, I mean, there is some exciting points in it. There are some joys. One sport we were talking about was MMA. MMA, as we know it, is doing what's called Fight Island. The most recent one, I think, was either 251 or 252. I don't quite remember. I got to look that up. But I did watch the last one with Masvidal, where he had came up short. But it was a good fight. With those sports being isolated, you don't hear the, I mean, the crowd's not there, doesn't get as pumped, but I mean, those athletes still go in there and do their job. I mean, they're still fighting hard. One thing me and my left ear was talking about, one thing he likes is the sounds of the hits. You're able to hear the hit more. You can hear the air out of the glove and, you know, the breathing and I guess what did you say, like the more technical aspect of it, you know, that you can hear the slams better. You can hear the slams echo throughout the arena that they're in. To me, it'd almost be watching a USC fighter where there's only, you know, judges, doctors, you know, a couple of spectators there. Pretty sure your reporters are there, you know, to get the stories and stuff for you. But other than that, that's about all you get. So to me, it's like watching an Ultimate Fighter, except on pay-per-view, with the top fighters. But like I said, I get into it myself. I like full contact sports like MMA and boxing. That's why I'm a huge football fan, man. I love, you know, hearing the hits of the pads and things like that myself. It, you know, gets you more into it, you know, gets you more excited for it. But, you know, the crowd is what I'm definitely kind of missing. You know, definitely the crowd getting into it. And then, you know, people that probably don't play sports or get too much into sports probably wouldn't realize, like, how much the fans really do energize you and, you know, really give you that extra oomph in your performance. I mean, it does get real exciting. You know, I've been to a couple of sports games myself. Say, that's one thing I like going from the foods to the beer, you know, just being around that environment. You know, it's just exciting in itself. One thing that I do really feel disappointed in is, you know, a lot of us are not going to be able to go out there and tailgate like we usually do, which is kind of the bum thing. I mean, it's real sad. I mean, me myself, I've never been to a professional NFL game or to a tailgate, but that's one of my goals to do. So hopefully, you know, maybe that second wave doesn't happen and, you know, our lifestyle just goes back to normal and sports go back to full function, because that's one thing that, you know, that's still on my bucket list to do is to go to a tailgate party or, you know, to a live sporting event. I don't know if you guys have been keeping up on the MLB. The MLB's back on too for all you baseball lovers that haven't had a chance to go see if it's back. It's back. Same thing, it's isolated. I was watching it last night with the Angels. I forgot who they were playing, but it was just an empty stadium. They had cardboard cutouts, which is kind of goofy, but hey, man, I mean, they want that fan feel too. Because like I said, there's just something about that energetic crowd that gets into it and then gets their team into it, you know, gives them like that extra, that 12th man, like they say in Seattle. That's their 12th man is their crowd. So that's one thing that I can see that can kind of be frustrating to an athlete being out there. It's like, hey, you're professional. You're here to play for millions of people and thousands that show up to the games. And that's the only thing that's kind of at a stop right now is no fans showing up to these live games. But hey, what's cool about these athletes, I really give it to them because they still go out there and give 110% of what they do. I mean, they're born to do this, man. These are thoroughbred athletes that actually put their all into it. One thing I like about sports being back, it kind of takes my mind off of the other things, especially things being closed, not being able to go out. I mean, peeps, I'm a big fisherman. I love fishing, man. And it really disappoints me when you can't get out to a lake or all there is access to rivers and stuff. But I live in New Mexico, and sometimes, you know, there's a lot of wild rivers here, and they're hard to get to some places. It's a lot of climbing and, you know, traveling to the spot that you need to get to, which I don't mind when I'm out there. But, you know, I'm a single parent, and I do like to take my daughter out with me when I go fishing or to the outdoors and, you know, explore and do the whole dad and daughter outdoor experience. So that's kind of been a bummer because she's really been bugging about going fishing. There's some stock ponds up this way in the Jemez where I live. And you can go up there. It's free. Take your kids. They have up to a 5 limit catch. Rainbow. They're farm raised. Hey, but it's really, like I said, it's not an adult pond. It's really for kiddos. Down the way is Fenton Lake where it's all ages. They have rainbows to wild browns in them. I've caught me a brown trout out of Fenton Lake before. It's kind of nice. It's about a 14 inch, maybe closing a pound. It was a nice catch that day. It was a beautiful day out there, nice and sunny. But that's my joy, you know. That's my getting out and doing what I do. But back to the sports, guys. Sorry to be off issue there and stuff. But like I said, that's what COVID has affected, you know, my hobbies, what it's doing to my going out and buying my joys in life. You know, I just can't get out and do them. But yeah, and then, like I said, guys, really check out these games tonight. I mean, it's real awesome. Like I said, one reason I like to watch them is because, I mean, you can just hear it. I mean, just that sound of sneakers, you know, squeaking on the court, hearing the bricks, you know, hearing the perfect, you know, that perfect three-pointer that's nothing but net. You know, you just hear the swift of the net when that ball makes it. You can hear the dunks more. And you can actually hear the athletes more. I mean, you hear them getting into it, you know. They're pretty excited about it. But let's take a little closer at that Lakers-Clippers game because, in my view, that's going to be the biggest game of the night. They're coming in 44-20 and for the Clippers, and the LA Lakers are coming in with a record of 49-14, and it does say no in-person audience, so that means probably no crowd, no fans in the bleachers. I saw a little, I don't know if they were just joking, but I noticed that they do have screens in the courts, so I don't know. I seen one thing, I don't know if it was a Photoshop, but they show fans being, you know, there on the video screen that they have on the courts. I thought that would be pretty cool. I mean, why not? I would say, you know, they put it in a package or something. You know, if you have, especially if you have the NBA package, I think that's one thing that they should put there, do an online thing where you can go online and, you know, cam yourself and you could be there for the game, or, you know, even the ticket buyers, you know, give them like a code or something where they can log in and be there on a screen. I mean, it's not that exciting, but hey, at least you still get that kind of feel that you're almost there. But really, 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 really exciting game. I don't know if you watched the Lakers last week. They came up short, but it was still an exciting game. I mean, there was dunks, trick shots. I mean, just what you expect from an NBA game. It was still all there. Like I said, the only thing that was missing were the fans. You know, hearing the crowds chant. Like I said, that's one thing I'm going to miss about the Kings game. You're not going to be able to hear the cowbells. So people, man, be at home ringing your cowbells for the Kings games. Like I said, that was the thing back in the mid-90s to the early millennium with the Kings and Lakers going at it. That's all you heard were cowbells. If you guys ever get a chance, look back at some of those games, man. Those are really intense games, man. Two of the top West going at it at that time. Kings and the Lakers trying to get a top spot in the playoffs. I mean, there was even when they were in the playoffs and they were playing for the, I think the Kings 1 year got as far as the semi-championship game before the championship, and it was intense, back and forth. These guys would go almost 2-2. I mean, neck to neck basically. But those were real exciting games. Like I said, guys, if you guys ever get time or looking for something to watch, I mean, that's one thing that I say go back and watch is Kings and Lakers games in the mid-90s and early millennium. Really exciting. You know, that's when they had Kobe, Shaq. Kings had Mike Bibby and Vlade, Peja, Weber. Really good lineup. That's one of my favorite lineups for the Kings, actually, especially when I get into NBA 2K. I love sport games. When I get into NBA 2K, those are my two teams, is Lakers and Kings from the early thousands. I think it was 2000, 2001. But yeah, guys, definitely check out the game tonight. Like I said, this is a real top game for the Lakers. They're actually battling it out with the one thing they put out there was with the Bucks. The Bucks, I believe, are at 53. Let's take a look at it. So this game is tomorrow. It's the Celtics versus the Bucks. This is going to be the other top game tomorrow. Again, no in-person audience. This one will be played on ESPN. Let's actually check here. Yeah, so the Bucks are coming in 53-12. And with the best NBA record right there. I believe they said that was like their best start since like the 1970s. The Celtics are coming in 43-21. So the Lakers are basically down five games from the Bucks. So these are really high anticipated games, guys, that I really say watch. I mean, are they gonna stay at the top? I mean, has this little layoff from the pandemic affect players? So I know it's affected the Kings. I know Kings had players that were be diagnosed with COVID and having to isolate themselves. The only way I see that becomes a big problem is because, you know, you got to be worried about your star players, your starters. You know, once your starters start getting sick and you got to go into those second lineup, third lineups, it gets kind of rough for the team. So that's one thing I want to look in. I'm going to keep up on the game as much as I can tonight for you guys to see how that plays out, see who's playing, see who's out. Like I said, I know so far that the Kings have some players that were getting diagnosed and positive results for the COVID and having to isolate themselves. I know one was Darren Fox, but they said he should be ready by the game, by the 30th for the game. So hopefully that he's out of his isolation, he's good. And like I said, the only problems I see coming from that, you know, not being able to be in the physical practices, you know, you have to communicate through isolation, through video chats and things like that. Becomes kind of difficult because you're not going to be, you know, even if these players do come back, you know, are they going to be on the same page as the team? You know, are they going to know the plays and be able to execute them and things like that? Are they going to be fully at their top performance at that time? Or did that time of being isolated and getting well take an effect on their body? You know, things you have to think about in sports. I mean, there's a lot of things that comes with sports that people think that it's just, you know, throw on a jersey, you know, you get suited up and you go out and you just play. And you know, you go to practice and all they do is practice, which really isn't the case, guys. I mean, there's a lot more that comes with these athletes being healthy. That's like one big thing about sports is that, you know, you got to make sure your player is healthy because you can injure them more. You can end their career. You know, they can have career ending injuries within this time from not being healthy, not being able to work out and just going out and playing a full, you know, a full hour game. That would come difficult in time, especially if you haven't been to practices or conditioning. You know, those can take big effects on players. You know, we've seen it in many sports like boxing, MMA. You know, you've seen when, you know, a real good one was Masvidal. He took a fight. I believe they said it was like 6 weeks out or something like that. But within that time, he had to get ready for a fight. And a championship fight at that. And his conditioning kind of, I'll be honest, conditioning kind of showed it. He stood physical the first two rounds. As it got into the later rounds, you can tell his conditioning started to take a toll on him because he didn't have that, you know, 3-4, almost 6 months training. I know they say UFC fighters, you know, take like almost like a five months later, they're fighting the next fight. But, I mean, if you're just there doing mini, you know, training to stay in shape and not, you know, really doing your training for a fight, it's going to definitely catch up with you when you're actually performing, especially when you're going those long rounds like that. But, I mean, that's one thing that, you know, people really got to understand with this pandemic and, you know, people getting positive results and stuff that, you know, takes a big toll on these athletes, man. I mean, and you, like I said, you got to give it up to them, man. They're going out there and they're putting us on a show and keeping us entertained while this pandemic is going on. Especially with the NBA. NBA almost did not come back because the players weren't feeling really into it. I don't know if you guys saw that a while back, but especially with the riots and things going on, you know, it's kind of taking the players out of the game. You know, basically just because of the situation that was going on. You know, their mindsets are somewhere else, like they said. You know, their mind wasn't really on basketball. But, you know, I'm glad they finally came together and, you know, decided to put back on a good show and, you know, try to get people's minds off things. Like I said, man, people really got to be feeling really secluded right now. We've been doing this since March. Like I said, it's really taking its toll on me. I definitely miss my sports. I miss watching the NBA championships. I mean, especially baseball. You know, I watch a little bit of baseball here and there. Out here in Albuquerque, they have the Isotopes, which is a minor league. I've been to a few of their games. Even though it's a minor league, I mean, it's still awesome. I mean, this city still goes out and supports its sports. One is the college, big college lovers out here. They love their college football. Their college basketball for sure. The Lobos, they kind of took a downward spiral right now. But, I mean, one thing about the Lobos basketball team, they never really stay in a slump too long. It's just with the graduates and people being drafted. It kind of takes away your top players and ends up having you to recruit new players for your college team. And that kind of takes a damper on things because then you got to retrain and, you know, just like anything else, you got to get everybody on that same page. But, I mean, those are things that I miss out here with the sports and stuff. I miss going to the Isotopes, especially when they play the River Cats. I don't know if they're doing anything with the isolation. I should really look into that for people. But if that's what you guys want, I will look into that. But so far, that's one of the big games in the NBA, guys, is the Clippers-Lakers, definitely watch that game. Let's see if the Lakers can go get to that 50 and get four games behind the Bucks, and hopefully the Bucks have an off game tomorrow. And, you know, the Celtics over, you know, come up on top and give that Lakers that chance. You know, who's going to finish? it said, who's going to finish with that best record? I mean, who do you guys think is going to finish with that best record? Or are we going to have a sleeper team come out from the middle of nowhere from this pandemic and just take it all? Go on like a 5-game, 6-game winning streak. Who knows? I mean, basketball is really unpredictable sometimes. I mean, you got those sleeper teams that don't win games, but win games against the best teams. I've seen it. I mean, I'm a Raiders fan. I could tell you a lot about that. Raiders are anonymous for things like that, playing, you know, these teams that got bad ratings. And, dude, we'll come out under almost all the time, and it's sad, and it's like, wow, man, we can beat top teams, but you can't beat a team that's struggling. I mean, that's sad to be a team to say that, man. That's like you being in the Pee Wee team and you're 5-0 and the other team's 3-0-3 and they beat you right before the championship round. I mean, that's sad, man. I mean, kind of gets you rethinking. But like I said, that's a real good game to keep up on, guys. So far, I see a good lineup on them that they have. No, so far I haven't heard any news of anybody being out of the games in LA, so we will see LeBron's on the court. And again, that will be on TNT. But, you know, I just want to get your guys' views and just give you guys some insight of what sports are back and, you know, just how I feel about them being back. Definitely, guys. I mean, do you guys really like the isolated sports, or do you prefer your sports to be the way they were? I mean, out there tailgating, which I'm pretty sure most of us do, especially our season ticket holders, I bet they're feeling the damper of it. I guess good things, some are giving refunds for those, which is pretty cool. You know, it's pretty sad that, you know, you go out here and you spend these thousands of dollars on these tickets and now you can't even go to the games or go tailgate at these games. But hopefully, you know, things start to get back to normal and, you know, this pandemic gets behind us. But, you know, so far it's still here and we're still isolated. But like I said, at least we got some sort of entertainment right now. Like I say, you got your NBA back. You got your MLB, Major League Baseball back. We've had MMA. And now, the other thing I like to talk about is the latest news on the Mike Tyson, Roy Jones exhibition. September 12th, guys. Mike Tyson, Roy Jones. I mean, there's been a lot of people, you know, talking with Tyson about it. You know, why is he doing it? Why would you risk coming back at such a, you know, high age like that? I believe he's 54 and Jones is coming in at 51. But let me double check that for you guys. Just give me a minute here. So, yeah, so Mike Tyson is coming in at 54 and Roy Jones, 51. So, there's been a lot of people coming out. I mean, so far what I see, a lot of people criticizing Mike Tyson, especially at his age. Why is he coming back? One person I've watched was Teddy Ellis on it. He was breaking down Mike Tyson's trainings and things like that, telling you what he sees and his point of view on it. One thing he made, saying that you see Mike Tyson hitting the pads, but nobody's hitting him back. But, I mean, that's all you get to see from YouTube. I mean, you don't get to see his full training or his full, you know, sessions of how he's getting ready for this fight. I'm pretty sure he's out there, you know, treating it just like a regular boxing match. I mean, it is Mike Tyson. I mean, when Mike Tyson goes out there, he goes out there to work. I mean, he doesn't really fool around, guys. I mean, he goes out there 110%, man. And same thing with Roy Jones Jr. I mean, like he says, he's a pound-for-pound fighter. He is the underdog coming into this fight. He's the smaller guy. But, I mean, Roy Jones still got some stuff under his belt, you know? And he's a top fighter himself, too. He's 51. Mike Tyson's 54. I mean, who knows, man? We can see an upset. Who knows? Boxing is an unpredictable sport, man. I mean, Mike Tyson look like he's winning the fight all 12 rounds, and then all of a sudden, Roy Jones gets that one lucky money shot hit, and it's lights out, game over. I mean, who knows? I mean, it's really unpredictable. I mean, I know a lot of them got criticized for their health. I mean, they're saying it's not the same as a young guy getting hit in the head versus an older gentleman getting hit in the head. You can even catch it on YouTube. Even George Foreman comes and talks about his view about on the fight. Like he says, I mean, you know, it's totally up to the athletes and how they feel and what they want to do. Because only you know your own body, you know what I mean? But, like George Foreman says, from his experience going out there, you know, he tells you it's not the same as being a younger athlete and, you know, and healing from it is quick. You know, it takes a little bit more. But, you know, from my view of watching Tyson, I mean, it's almost like watching Tyson back in the day. He's very aggressive in his hits. He puts power into them. He doesn't look like he's really breathing that hard. I mean, he's really concentrating on his breathing. I mean, I think that would be one of his big factors in this is cardio. I mean, this guy looks in good shape. If you look at his last fight that he had where he lost, before he retired, he was getting a little chunky there. You know, he was already getting towards the end of it. But at 54, man, he looks real good, man. He looks like old Tyson almost, man. Really, really in good shape. I'm really excited about it. You know, he came out and said, and he was talking on one of the ESPN shows on Viva Satellite from his car. He was, you know, just talking about, you know, why he's doing this, why he's presenting this to us. One thing that I caught was, you know, all these other sports have retired athletes that come out of retirement and put on some sort of exhibition, from baseball to football and basketball. You know, they have some sort of thing where they bring in their older players, you know, their veteran players, to interact with the younger athletes. And, you know, that's one thing Mike Tyson said. Why can't boxing have something like that where they have older athletes, you know, coming in and doing like 8-round exhibitions and just basically just giving on a show? I mean, he already said that he's going to donate half his proceeds to one of his chosen charities. I'm pretty sure Roy Jones is going to do the same. You know, that's one thing that's awesome about Mike. I mean, he's just not doing it for him. I mean, he's doing it for also a donation thing, I mean, which is real awesome. I mean, I like Mike Tyson today. I mean, he's more laid back. What happened to him, that's back in the past, just like he would say, and he would tell people all the time, you know, that's young Mike, man. This is older Mike Tyson now, you know, and he has a whole different outspect on life, and it's awesome. I mean, it's awesome that he does that, and, you know, this is his way of getting back and showing everybody the Mike that he is and that we want to see. But that's sad, you know, that, you know, people still dog on him for that, for his past and things like that. You shouldn't, man. I mean, he's owned up to it. He's doing good now. I mean, one of his shows I like Mike Tyson Mysteries. That's one of his shows on Adult Swim. I don't know if you guys ever catch it. You guys can catch it on Adult Swim, or if you have Comcast, you can get it on demand, or Hulu. I watch it on Hulu. I like some of his older episodes on those shows, man. It's funny. But definitely an exciting thing for September. I'm going to try my best to try to get it off and watch it. I love boxing, MMA. Like I said, man, I'm a junkie for full contact, you know, watching guys get hit, take a hit, you know, because that's what these guys train for. And it'll probably be the same thing. It'll probably be isolated, just like your other sports, you know. So it'll really have that real, real exhibition feel to it, almost like a practice. If I heard Mike Tyson right, he said, you know, I think it's being held in California, where he says, you know, in California, you have to have headgear. I don't think that's really going to be a factor, especially for Mike Tyson, especially if he still has that power punch, man. That headgear ain't going to protect you. You still going to feel that full force, man. I mean, I've been hitting some headgear or some helmets, and most they do is take the blunt, but you still feel it. And the thing about that, you just don't feel it there and then because of the adrenaline. You feel it after. And I think that's what people are getting down to with the health part of it. You might feel good before the fight. You might feel good going into the fight and during the fight. But afterwards, I mean, you can have a whole bunch of these other issues that happen. I mean, because your adrenaline's pumping at that time. And, you know, you're pushing your body and your body's pushing you, you know, to perform. And, you know, when your body cools down, you know, you feel things more, you feel your joints more. I mean, I know me being 34, being an athlete from high school, you know, from my young years, from middle school to high school, you know, being older now and doing other things out there, you know, you do feel the effects when you do cool down. You know, you just feel different joints and things, you know. But being at 54, you know, what would you have to feel after a fight after that, you know? But, I mean, they do it in MMA. I mean, we've all seen Chuck Liddell go in his 40s. I mean, Randy Couture fought a lot. I mean, I even heard they said even Roy Jones was still taking on fights, I think a couple of months ago, before he even picked this up. So, to me, I understand, yeah, these guys can get hurt. I mean, they're putting themselves at high risk. But like Mike Tyson says, you know, that's the honorable clause in all these contracts. When you fill these contracts out, is that you are putting yourself at risk. I mean, there's death and major injuries in these sports. And we've all seen them. I mean, there is no video shopping those or anything. Those are real injuries that you guys see on there. I mean, one is Alex Smith. He had to miss the whole last season. He had his surgery. He said he felt fine, but he would still have a little tension in that leg. So this year he finally got released. So we get to see, you know, what's going to happen with that. Is he going to return? Is it going to be the same? Is his leg going to hold up? I mean, that's a major injury that he had, guys. I mean, that leg was almost twisted. I mean, it was twisted, but to come back from such a, you know, almost a career-ending injury, and to want to come back, I mean, that takes a lot of courage and energy from a person to want to come back and do that, especially, you know, to keep audience entertained and fans entertained. But, you know, like Mike Tyson said, he feels good, man. He feels good going into this fight. Roy Jones says the same thing. They've never really stopped training. I mean, you know, just, you know, we really got to give it up to these athletes for being out there during this pandemic and doing these for us and keeping us entertained and putting our minds on different things, you know. But that's one thing I'm really looking forward into. My choice, I'm gonna go with Tyson, man. Like I said, I'm a big Tyson fan, man. I've always have been from a kid. You know, his personal life, that's his personal life, man. And like he says, that's behind him. He's 54 now. He's owned up to it. He's a new man. And that's why I respect the guy, because, I mean, the things he's come over, you know, to not let it stop him, you know. And that's what, you know, feeds me to do my things and keeps me going and says, hey, I can still do it no matter, you know, how old you are or what, man. You still, if you feel you can do it, get out there and do it, man. But, you know, I do feel, man, I would like to see more boxers come out of retirement. I know we've had people from MMA throw shout outs to Mike to try to get an exhibition with him. We had Holyfield with big man with big expectations. I mean, I know everybody would have loved to see another Holyfield Mike Tyson. That would have been an awesome fight, man. Especially now, you know, that they're made up and they're pals. I mean, you know, it'd be a real enjoyable fight. But, I mean, if you guys want to catch up more on the fight and things like that, you can catch Mike Tyson on his podcast show, The Hot Box, which I actually watch myself. It's a real good show, man. I love listening to Mike, man. He really likes to joke around a lot, man, and make some jokes. And he gets me laughing. He's a real humble guy, man, and as you can sit there and see. But, and, you know, the people he has on his show, very awesome, talented people that he has on his show all the time. But if you guys are ever looking for something to watch, that's a real good show to watch, is The Hot Box, Mike Tyson. But, yeah, guys, definitely tune in September 12th if you guys are going to order it. Like I said, I'm going to be watching it. And hopefully Mike comes out on top, man. That'd be awesome. And like I said, man, other athletes are talking about coming out of retirement after seeing Mike Tyson do it. I know De La Hoya's kind of talked about making a return. We saw that Holyfield was showing shout outs to Mike, so who knows? Holyfield might wanna do an exhibition himself. I mean, who knows? I mean, if this thing really lifts off for Mike and he really is able to do this, who knows what other fights we're gonna see. You know, and he's gonna be promoting these fights for these for these athletes that wanna, you know, throw their hat in the ring and show people they still got it. Like I said, I like to see that. You know, why not a De La Hoya Trinidad or, you know, some Bernard Hawkins fights, you know? You know, I think those will be some pretty good fights. Especially, being Mike, I know it's not Mike from his early years and things like that, but, you know, give a chance to show these younger millennium kids, you know, almost like what we grew up to and watching and how exciting a Mike Tyson fight was. Cause I'm pretty sure, you know, it's still going to have that Mike Tyson fight, you know, feel to it. I don't really see him being aggressive in his press conference, you know, with the bad mouth and things. Like I said, Mike, he's real humble now. I mean, but who knows, you know, he can just go out there, you know, it's a mind game when you do things like that to get into the other guy's head. But, so far, like he says, man, he's just coming out to give on a good show, man. He's going to go out there and give it his all. Like he says, Roy Jones better be ready because Mike Tyson's is coming. And like people said, man, I feel the same way. You know, Mike Tyson's never really been one to go the distance, man. He's always finished his fights early. And I see that really going in there. I see, you know, Mike Tyson filling him out for a while and going for that big money shot and ending the fight in a big way. Because I think, you know, me, myself, I think that would really help out his promotion and thing like that, man. Mike Tyson on the top with a big KO over Roy Jones. I think that would really be a big high point of the night. But like I said, who knows? I mean, things can change. I mean, September 12th is still a long way away. But definitely tip my hat to these guys for going out there and giving us the show and keeping us entertained still through this pandemic. I know we had a lot of other sports that kept on going. You had entertainments like WWE and AEW still going and stuff with. I've watched a little bit of the WWE. I'm not much into it anymore as I used to be. Most of it's kind of because of storylines. I mean, they really don't stick like they used to. They kind of jump from story to story now. It gets kind of ridiculous. And one thing I hate is, you know, when they got these top performers and athletes and they just give them bum storylines. And, you know, we've seen it. I mean, it's just getting ridiculous with it. But that's the reason why I really don't keep up on WWE anymore, is just because, you know, the storylines are getting too dull for me. Getting more of that, I mean, I grew up during the Attitude Era, you know, where you had DX, you had Nation of Domination with The Rock, Farouk, D'Lo Brown. I even growing up watching Ultimate Warrior. I'm a WCW watcher back in the day. Used to go back and forth with the friends on the block with my friends Johnny and Chris, talking about what show was better on Monday nights when Monday Night Nitro had been around. I mean, it would shift from house to house. You know, my parents weren't too much for the friends over and things like that. But, you know, I was always over at my friend's house. I was always at my friend's Chris' house on a Monday watching Raw, or we would switch up and go to our friend Johnny's house and watch WCW and watch those guys. Because, I mean, they had both rosters had talented athletes on both shows. You had a lot of the 80 stars and early 90 stars leaving WWE and switching over to WCW. I mean, it was awesome watching that, the Monday Night Wars Attitude Era, you know, NWO and DX. Those were exciting things to watch, and now you really don't get that as much, especially now with, you know, things you can and cannot show on basic cable. I mean, let me tell you guys, growing up during those WCW and Monday Night Raw is War eras, man, you got to see a little bit more than what you got to see today. I'll tell you that for sure. I bet others can stand behind me and say, yeah, we see some things that you guys don't see today on TV, especially your basic cable, man. And then most of it is just, you know, just a lot of my favorite stars are retiring. I do have some younger athletes that I do like. You know, Roman Reigns is pretty good. I like, still a Jericho fan. Chris Jericho is always one of my favorites, especially when he made his debut on Raw. And now he's in he's on AEW, helping that brand out, which is awesome. I watch a little bit of AEW myself. Has kind of like that old kind of feel to it. But, you know, it's its own show in itself. But like I said, I'm not too much into those shows. But those are what's been on for you to keep you entertained. If you're still into that and you still keep up on it, those are still on and still going. The only sad thing I've heard from the WWE universe is no SummerSlam. Imagine that, guys. A year without SummerSlam, man. That'd be a heartbreak. Hopefully they are going to have it, and it's just going to be isolated. But what I saw, it said it wasn't going to happen this year. But let's see. Well, it still says SummerSlam will be at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, Sunday, August 23rd. So I'm pretty sure it's going to be isolated, guys. It's saying it's still going on, but I'm pretty sure you can't go to the show. It's not going to be an audience show. One thing could have happened outdoors. You guys can read this on Google. Those are your top stories that come up about it, about SummerSlam, the matchups, you know, the storylines leading up to WWE. Talks about the location still being rumored around, where they're going to have it at. Because, like I said, it's probably going to be isolated like all your other sports, but it's still going to happen. Which is, I'm still excited because I saw a post that said they were actually canceling it. But, like I said, I don't go off one post, guys. I actually search around and see what's going on. So, it says Sunday, August 23rd, Mountain Time. SummerSlam 2020 will still be happening at 5 p.m. So, and that's Mountain Time, guys. So that's 5 p.m. here in Albuquerque. 4 p.m. in the west, on the west side, and on the east side, it'll probably be 7 o'clock. But still happening, which is still exciting. SummerSlam is always a big, big part of WWE. It's the that last big pay-per-view of the summer. Kids are back in school by then. But SummerSlams have always been awesome from the Bret Hart Hogan matches to HBK and the Undertaker matches at SummerSlam, to some of the new era wrestlers. Like I said, this is their big kickoff of the end of the summer. So if you guys are WWE watchers, SummerSlam is still going on. You can still catch WWE SummerSlam. So see, that's why the location has changed, is because it was originally supposed to be in Boston, Massachusetts, but due to the COVID-19 pandemic and cases are really high in the East Coast, so that's why there's really not a location right now. But hopefully they let us know where the new location is going to be, so we can, hopefully it'll be a nice location. If it's 5 p.m. Mountain Time, I mean, it's probably going to be somewhere close by here. But those are the updates on sports that I have for you guys. Hope you guys really watch the game tonight in the NBA. For all you baseball lovers, catch your baseball games. You could check your local listings to see when the games are on and when they're being played. I know one big thing they were talking about the Angels games last night is that, you know, even if there were fans at the game, some stadiums still wouldn't even be packed, especially during the day because of school starting up again. I know schools are talking about reopening. You got people that are going to have to be going to work. And especially now with the COVID, I mean, their schedules are all over the place. I know I'm one of those. My schedule is all over the place. You know, I can get called in today because somebody didn't show up or something, you know. So those are one things that they take into consideration. But and I can see where baseball feels like that, like, yeah, the day games, because baseball is mostly played during the day and everybody's out doing something during the day. They're either at work or at school, so they're not able to go to the day games. So that's what they kind of say, that, you know, it's kind of understandable in baseball. Just can't go to any of your night games. No tailgating, that sucks. But that shouldn't stop any of us from tailgating at home, right? I know me, I'll be with some family during the Raiders games, watching the Raiders games. One thing that I'm happy about with these sports is that they're still keeping it to basic cable. We're still able to watch the games. We don't got to go out and buy no special packets or anything like that. You know, like I said, if you got cable, you can watch the game on TNT tonight. Both games are on TNT. The Bucks are on ESPN tomorrow. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, guys, definitely hope that kind of gives you guys an insight of what's going on in the sports world. You know, what's coming up in the sports for you guys. I know the Raiders. I'm a Raiders fan. That's right. You can always catch Raider updates on the Mikey Raider Show. Subscribe to his channel on YouTube. That's one person I keep up on for my Raider talk. He's pretty good with it and keeps you very, very, very updated. He's very into his broadcast when he does his podcast. I like listening to Raider Mike, Mikey Raider. I like listening to his shows. I'll probably be catching up on him here very soon with the season getting started up. Like I said, the Raiders started their practices yesterday. Their practice. Gruden came out today and talked about the issues that he's having with the isolation practices and things like that. You know, you're not able to interact with some people. It's a lot of viva satelliting. And you're not really, one thing he made clear is you're not able to work with some of the athletes, not able to have that full functioning practice with the whole team because of the isolations and the pandemic going on, and they have to work around that. So he's kind of giving you an insight about how training's going so far. Like he said, he didn't really have any athletes stand out yet or to talk about because of it just getting things together for the pandemic and how these practices are going to work. I don't know when football is going to start. It's probably going to start in September. There's no preseason football this year. Isn't that something, guys? No preseason football. The first year without preseason, man, that's wild. I wonder what that's going to do to some teams. I mean, a lot of people are not really into preseason. They don't see the point of preseason. But being an athlete, I still see why we have preseasons and things like that. That's the, you know, like he says, like Gruden made a good point. He still got people to cut, man. You got to cut people. You got to pick up people. That's one thing that preseason allows you to do to get a feel for these new players that you have to see if they're going to be able to, you know, do the plays and execute on these plays. And, you know, do you have the right lineup at that time or do you have to shift things around? So being the preseason not here to do that. Because I'll be honest, I watched the first half of preseason because that's all your starters and your new comers into the league and your free agents. You know, to see how they fit in your lineup, to see if they're right for your team. And if not, you know, do you gotta make adjustments for that? But being that there is no preseason, you gotta kinda go off your practices and see who you have to cut and make sure you're at top performance for the beginning of the NFL. I mean, because like I said, it's just gonna go straight to the season, guys. I mean, what kind of effect? I mean, teams that were doing good last year can actually be the bad team. You know, like I said, there's high expectations for my Raiders. The Raiders are going, you know, picking up a lot of good draft picks, free agents, but that can all take a turn when the season actually does start. You know, because you didn't have a preseason to, you know, fill those players out or anything like that. You know, you just had practices to go off, no live games. The reason I want to keep up with it, because they have scrimmage practices, you know, where teams would show up and they would have a scrimmage with that team that they're going to play. I'm pretty sure they're going to be pretty limited on that too with the pandemic going on because, you know, with the travelings and things like that. You know, especially with the New York teams or the East Coast teams that have high COVID, you know, how are those teams going to function out there? How are those games going to be broadcast? Or I don't know if you guys look, but I, you know, when I was looking up those NBA games for you guys, I was watching, you know, the scrimmage games that they were having. A lot of them got canceled because of the pandemic picked up and, you know, things started to go backwards instead of forward. But, you know, as long as I see people on their own little, you know, on their own little page and not wanting to, you know, wear a mask or do their part to help, you know, try to beat this pandemic, you know, expect things to stay the way they are, guys. I mean, if you're not going to go out there and do your part, you're going to keep saying they're full of it for wearing your mask and, you know, and things keep going up, dude, we'll never go back to normal. This will be our new normal life. I mean, I understand, you know, people are getting this instinct of, you know, it's just a basic human instinct, you know, only the strong survive, but that's really, really against our creed here in the USA, man, because we're all one, man, you know, and to not want to do your part or to keep the other safe, I mean, to me, that's a very un-American of a person to do. I mean, we're here to help each other and help our fellow Americans. And by doing this and going out and just doing your own thing and saying that masks don't help you or, you know, it's just a load of crock, basically. But I can tell you, you know, being a person that, you know, have people dealing with this, from friends to family, I can tell you this isn't a joke, guys. I wear my mask. I understand you can still get sick wearing the mask, but that's not the point of wearing the mask. It's to protect your germs from other people. You know, when I see a person that doesn't want to wear a mask, that just tells me you're a disgusting ass person. So you like sneezing all over other people's shit? coughing. That just tells you don't cover your mouth for nothing.